And welcome to the Marvel Rivals Review, a podcast where usually four men in their 30s talk everything there is about Marvel Rivals, from the news, the balance, all the inevitable drama that comes with being an online community. Today, I just have Vance.
Hi. Today is like an unfortunate recording session for us because me and Tahitawork both have children that are of age of graduating, and it's graduation season. I have to go to Florida next week, and I'm leaving tomorrow in like 12 or 24 hours to go to Florida for my stepson's graduation. So we're recording today, and it turns out there's just not a lot of people available.
Yeah. And I'm going to New Orleans next weekend. So,
man.
So we'll see.
This is what people don't understand. I don't know why all of a sudden I threw on the accent because you said Nolans and it just it threw me for a loop. People don't understand what it's like to be an adult and you like, yes. Oh, I'm going to have all this time to hang out and play with my friends. No, you don't.
I really think our audience does though, because they're majority male ages 30 to 40, like by far, according to Spotify. Okay. Statistics.
All right, so yeah, you know what, if you understand the sentiment that we're bringing, you know, like this this thing, here's your call to action, like the podcast, share it, you know, we're all middle-aged. Oh god, we're middle-aged. Is 30 like 30 middle-aged anymore, or is it more?
No,
like 40
I would, I would say 40. I'd say 40s are middle-aged. I think 30s are still young at heart. At heart, at the very least.
Well, I don't know. My heart don't feel very young sometimes.
So, hey, this is your reminder, if you guys haven't, if you guys could please go to our YouTube, with the link will be down in the comments, and like and subscribe there. That'd be cool if it'd help us with the algorithm. Please leave a comment, yell at us, do all that jazz. Like, subscribe, follow, blah, 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 blah. You've heard the spiel.
Yeah, and if you do comment on everything, don't delete your comment.
Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. All right. All right. Vance, what have you been up to this last couple weeks, man?
Other than prepping for vacation next week, I actually, so because we're driving down to Florida and we're going with my father-in-law, so me and my father-in-law are going to split the drive. I have been on a huge Kingdom Hearts kick recently.
Nice. So, except Missing Link is canceled. Get fucked.
R.I.P. Missing Link. I didn't even care for Missing Link. I saw the new stuff we got for Kingdom Hearts 4 and I almost screamed. But then like the rumors are it's like 2027 or 28 is when the game is going to be coming out.
Yeah, because the next Final Fantasy 7 game has to come out before Kingdom Hearts fucking comes out. Dude, Missing Link 1 was going to have a dope story that continued from Union Cross, and it was going to be the app that got me back in shape. Because I was going to go.
Oh, yeah, because it was supposed to be one of those like Pokemon Go.
GPS games, dude, but canceled, man. Get fucked. They were supposed to have that game was supposed to come out last year, then they canceled this week. Everybody's in shambles. But if you're a Kingdom Hearts fan, you're used to this. I mean, it only took 20 years for the Kingdom Hearts 3 to come out, at which point most people had no idea what happened in that game because, you know, we grew up poor, didn't have a PSP and a Nintendo 3DS and the Game Boy Advance at any time, so you missed these entirely important parts of the story. Yeah, wow.
Yeah,
Kingdom
you're
Hearts,
like,
way to go.
Kingdom Hearts 2 comes out and you're like, who the hell's Roxas? What the hell's a nobody? But so anyways, I bought the entire like Kingdom Hearts thing on Steam and I modded it to where it's randomized. So now I'm like trying to challenge myself to complete like speedrun randomized mods.
It's been really fun. Yeah. I went through my Kingdom Hearts re-kick last year at this point. And it was last summer I went through my, I had to replay every Kingdom Hearts game thing. Mm-hmm. And I did that. And I'm going to plug another podcast. Go listen to a podcast where these guys, they talk about video games, but the catch is one of the people on the podcast never played the game and they just talk the story. They did like 12 episodes on Kingdom Hearts. And they are hilarious because it's this guy explaining to people who've never played Kingdom Hearts lore, and it's just wild. It's a wild ride.
If you guys know what Kingdom Hearts lore is, Lord, you understand how convoluted that entire thing is.
Lord up. Wait, Yeah. But I've this last couple of weeks, I have not been playing the Rivals. I just haven't been getting too much joy out of it in the terms of, like, I feel like I need to get on that game and grind. Like, I'll play a game here and there, but mostly I've been logged off. I actually played and beat the Final Fantasy VII remake.
Ooh. Did you like it?
Oh, yeah, the first one, it was great. And then I just started playing Rebirth, like, yesterday. And I'm, like, 8 hours in now because I'm playing the game too much when I'm not working. And it's phenomenal. Rebirth is awesome.
Yeah, but they've done really well with the remakes of 7, honestly.
Yeah, so that's what I've been doing. So, yeah. So, what about you? Have you been playing the Rivals?
No, not really. It's just so hard to... Again, I don't know if this is just because I'm getting older or I just don't have the patience to grind the competitive game scene anymore. Like, I just want to play, like, now I do enjoy speedrunning, which is semi-competitive, but I mean, if you just do it kind of casually, it's not super competitive, but I just like playing a game to relax. I don't want to get worked up and frustrated and tilted anymore. Except when I open 14 treasure chests in Pride Lands and it's just all AP boosts. Anyways, that's a randomizer problem I'm having.
You can never have enough AP, but yeah, no, I feel it. I just like, I don't mind getting tilted, stuff like that. But like, I just haven't been, this season for me hasn't personally been a great one. And I just do not feel the drive like I have for the last few years to sit there and grind a video game. So like right now I'm taking a break from it and I'm hoping that here come 2.5, it's a revitalized for me. And when we get back into that, you know, maybe Ultron will come in here and save the day like he's known to do.
Yeah, that's exactly what Ultron is. He's the hero. Do you think, because we were talking about this before we started, that, like, overall player count is dropping. So, do you think it's, like, the end of the honeymoon phase, or that many people, like, upset with how the comp setup is?
Okay. Well, let's start off with saying this is, like, this is not, like, me or us saying that we're quitting Marvel Rivals.
Oh, yeah, no. That's not, we're not quitting.
Like, that's not what anyone's saying here. I will say though, the game has been at an all-time player low, which is bound to happen. But this is the first time it's dropped under 50,000, and that, albeit that was on the Steam charts, only on Steam, not including console players, and it was night in America. But it's still the lowest it's ever been. So like, I don't think the sentiment of people not wanting to play the game as much right now is just us. It seems to be a more widespread thing.
Yeah, we're not going anywhere. I mean, you guys enjoy us. We're going to keep talking about this game, whether you actually want us to or not. So you can listen to the Polar Express kid more often.
Yeah, the Polar Express kid, dude. So yeah, like I'm just, maybe it is the end of the honeymoon phase. Like, I think it's that, you know, I think it's just also, you know, it can be frustrating at times, but I can't say that for everybody, but there is bound to be a resurgence of players when they release new characters and when they release new patches. We'll have to see how 2.5 revitalizes the game. It's the ball's in your court, Netties. So what are you gonna do?
Yeah, what are you gonna do? So, and that's the thing too. Like Overwatch, their player count was diminishing, and then they brought in Stadium, and I think that brought a ton of people back over because it was something fresh and new.
And that could be it too. It could be an exodus back to Overwatch for right now. I doubt that, but you know, they're I'm sure they're not unrelated at all.
I'm curious to see what the player count looks like for Overwatch. Like I'd like to see the data tables for how their player counts compare.
So oh my god, I can't believe we missed this point somehow. So shout out to Cole who played games with us last game night we did. But I would like to say we played 10 games or so, and I was the MVP out of 9 of them. So let's just say that Conrad is the best Storm ever, because the stats are proving it right now. Just saying. I got it there. So
yeah, whatever. You're just saying that because I wasn't playing. I was busy cooking dinner.
We appreciate everybody that showed up. We had a lot of time, fun. We are not going to be doing that next weekend because it's Memorial Day weekend and people are going to be gone for the holidays. And so we're just not going to do that. So I want to go over some comments that we got. Our most commented episode so far, 5. We're like really making it now. It's like we're on the up and up.
Yeah.
But like before I get into a discussion on comments and other things, I do want to elaborate what the opinion is. I don't know why I had the R there. I was like,
yeah, I don't know what you were going for either.
But I want to elaborate what an opinion is, right? An opinion is my own like objective view over the state of the game, or that it's not right. It's not wrong. Someone's opinion can't really be wrong. And if you want to challenge someone, okay, well, they can't be wrong. But objective things okay, that can't be proven with math and science.
That's fair.
Your opinions can't really be wrong. So, right? So don't be just like, LOL, you're a dumb fuck, and then not, you know, have any argument besides that. That's kind of like whack, bro. Like, you know, come on. It just says like, I disagree with you based on these blah, 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 blah. That's how you argue correctly. Right. All right. So the first one I want to talk about is, I'm not going to say people's names. We got a comment that says DPS is the hardest role. LOL. Now I don't know what you mean, man. Because you did not use punctuations, and you did not really give any explanation to that. So is this like DPS is the hardest rule, lol? Or is it like DPS is the hardest rule, lol? Like, which one is it? It's like, where do you stand?
Yeah, right. You know what? I'm going to assume that they mean that DPS is the hardest rule as a joke. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I don't know. But see, he's either agreeing with me or not agreeing with me. So, like, I don't know where you stand, man.
Schrodinger's opinion.
what is he saying here?
Yeah.
All right. We got another one. He's like, I can't unhear the Polar Express kid. And, you know, I was in that movie, so I don't know what you want from me, man.
I know. He can't unhear it either. Don't worry.
Yeah. What do you want me to do, bro? Like, I can't change my voice.
Well, hang on. You can't change your voice, but I can. What kind of voice do you want?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Is it my Ohio accent? I probably have one of the most Ohio accents you've ever heard.
What is the Ohio accent? I can't identify it. Like, everybody says that the Ohio accent is there. I cannot hear it. I can hear Southern. I can hear, like, Minnesotan. I cannot hear Ohio.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to assume it is because, you know, I have the voice of an angel and that's great.
Okay. That's a bold stretch, but whatever.
All right. Another comment I wanted to bring up, and I'm just going to talk about all 5 of our comments is, I hate the ways you guys pronounce strategist, but other than that, great pod, keep up the good work. Well, thank you for your support. It means a lot. And you're right. I'm going to continue to say it as strategist. It's strategist. Strategist.
I interchange between both at this point, you know. It depends on and where in the sentence it lies. You know, is it at the beginning, then it's a strategist, at the end it's a strategist, you know. Depends on where it's placed in the sentence.
We should have a Spotify poll to vote on pronunciation.
Is it strategist or strategist? And it's just spelled the same way, and people are like, that would be funny. Mm-hmm.
All right, we got a hot take here, it says. Let's see if it's a hot take or not. Hot take, but not really when you listen to real players. Anybody that plays the game is real. This season is the most fun this game has ever been. That is a hot opinion. The only people complaining about comp or annoying heroes being broken are content creators / top level. Iron Fist and Fantastic are fun heroes, not annoying. Everyone I play in quick play or ranks is the same. This game was way less fun when it's a poke meta. It's a superhero game. I get people that shoot out and let's just use fists. I don't understand that.
Get sentence. People that shoot out and let's just use fists and powers. This game is so much more fun when poke is bad.
I mean, I like poke. personally when you got an A, but I understand people like prefer dive and stuff. But I think that's a hot take because you're taking a very small sample size, which is your group of people, and blowing that up and saying, therefore, it must be representative of the entire player base. That's just bad science, bro. And you might be right, though. I don't know. We'd have to do some testing. But we might do a Spotify poll, actually, on how people are enjoying the season, see what we can get, which also wouldn't be representative of, you know,
any true
anything
data.
But it'd be an idea.
Yeah,
but we appreciate you taking the time, and love that, and I'd love to see you're still enjoying the game, man. That means there's some people out there still. I love it. All right, Rivals is my first hero shooter. I had no interest in playing Overwatch. Rivals has the IP I'm interested in. I feel like that goes for a lot of people. There has been quite a learning curve, but I figured it out after season 1 and hit GM2 and 1.5 as a strat slash tank main. To me, the game is all about positioning and composition. The latter is the issue. People refuse to go brawl when the opponent is diving, etc. That being said, this is a casual game, and I really enjoy that part. Yeah, and that kind of fits into how we've said in the last episode and episodes before, that there's more of a reliance on game sense, those things you're talking about, position and composition, things like that, cooldown management, than there is on mechanical skill, right?
Yeah, it is definitely a different style that you play in Marvel Rivals compared to, like, Overwatch.
Mm-hmm. And I did want to talk out, I'm not going to call out names, but we had a comment that got deleted where a guy told me I was straight up wrong because he thought Strategist was the hardest role, and then he elaborated why. I wish we saw the comment, but it got deleted. Yeah, dude, there's nothing wrong with that opinion. I don't see why you had to delete that. I want us to be a safe space for any hot takes. But I also hate Cloak and Dagger, you know. But everybody's entitled to their own opinion, so I feel it, man. I feel it. All right. Also, come argue with me, anybody. Let's do it. I'll fight you in the middle
of
the street.
To be honest, if anybody's in our Discord, which the links are down in the description, we have had some interesting comments that have come through there. And, do we want to talk about any of these?
Are you talking about people being in their underwear?
Well, not necessarily in their underwear, but, I mean...
Well, you know what, I'm gonna ask.
You know what, actually, you know what, I'm... You know we're what? Gonna, we're gonna discuss this, alright? We're gonna talk about the double standard in gaming, alright?
Yeah,
Let's dive into this.
So, hold up, I feel like... Before we jump into this, this is the opinion of two straight white males, so therefore, we are pretty much correct. But...
this is our world, you're just living in it. Congratulations.
I don't even know, is there a double standard in Marvel Rivals? Well, let's start with that. Because, there are some thirst trap, men skins.
Too. I mean, if you look at... Venom is thick as fuck, dude. That is a thirst trap right there.
Yeah, I feel it. All right, let's talk about this. Okay, so the men in Marvel Rivals definitely don't have as many of the thirst trap skins. There's that one Namor skin that Florida Man talks about with the guy in the Speedo.
Yeah.
Kind of not a Speedo, but the really tight shorts, and that's all he's wearing, the Namor skin. But other than that, there's really not a whole lot of body revealing.
Do you think if they were to incorporate more flashy male skins, pun intended or not intended, you decide, does that change the rating of the game? Is it because there's only females that are revealing outfits?
I'm not saying let's show them hanging dong.
Well, no, that's not what I'm saying either. But I'm just saying the female clothing is very suggestive,
revealing with jiggle physics.
Right. So does that have any impact? If they had the male skins do the same thing, does that affect the ratings? The rating system or the? I mean, it's gonna obviously affect player opinion of it.
It shouldn't. But there should 100%, and I say this as a straight gay, be
a straight
a gay?
Is that what you said?
A straight gay. Yeah, but there should definitely be more sexy male skins, for sure. for sure. This is a tangent, by the way. This isn't on my talking list, but like there, yeah,
there's only two of us. So what do you expect?
There should be. And yes. Yeah. I think, who was the person who brought up that so you could thank them?
You're going to make me read this name, aren't you? That would be Mommy's Little Plaything in our Discord. Thanks for sharing your opinion on there.
Valid points. But yeah, no, like it should be fair. Like I think the jiggle physics maybe need backed off. I mean, there's certain parts of the male anatomy that probably would raise the rating. if those had jiggle physics, right? Like if you could see jiggle physics through his shorts, right? Like maybe that is a little bit too provocative. But like we're talking like some of the skimpiest outfits I've ever seen on women.
I mean, just the Emma Frost skin, man. Yeah. Like it's barely covering anything, and
yeah, from what I hear through other sources, that is 100% something she'd wear in the comics because part of her like character is like her sex appeal and how she uses that in combination with her mental powers to like, you know, get away with things and do things and like corrupt men.
Are we sure she's just not a slut?
I mean, I'm not saying that word. And all the empowerment to people.
I mean, yes, more power. Like that, right? Yes, more power to all of them. But I just mean her character in general.
You are a bigot.
No. Okay, no. You said that she uses her sexiness and her
sex appeal.
Sex appeal. My apologies. She uses her sex appeal and mental powers. Are we sure she doesn't have mental powers and is just flaunting her sexiness? Her sex appeal.
She does have... She is a telekinetic.
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
That's part of her whole thing.
All right. I'll believe you.
She has two mutant powers. She's a telepath and she...
her mutant power is she's got sex appeal? Is that it?
Okay. that is the mutant power. It's the only one. Okay. All right. So I had a great analogy about being a firefighter and opinions that I just skipped, right? But we're not. Oh. It's too late. It's too late. We're going on. So moving on with our lives. So they released a couple skins, and they had this kind of fits in with that whole sex appeal on the male and female side, as they released two summer skins so far, like bathing suit skins for Squirrel Girl and Rocket Raccoon, and they are the most modest bathing suits they could have done for characters just at all.
So like, hang on, let me get this straight. They're okay with the sex appeal of the women, but they don't want to appeal to the furries? Is that what I'm understanding here?
And you shouldn't, right?
We should never appeal to the furries.
That's probably not a great idea. but yeah, so like that is odd because everybody was saying, you know, on that, because there is the conversation online about them not sexualizing the male characters as much as they do the female characters. So that would be a perfect chance to do like sexy beachwear skins for everybody. And they just didn't. So hopefully that will come around again.
Right.
They'll release some stuff, but. Speaking of which, they released two other new skins recently. They have the Ronin Punisher skin, which I don't care for. I'm not a Punisher person.
Yeah.
And they have an X-Men Namor skin where he's like an X-Men thing. I didn't even know he was a mutant, to be real with you. I thought he was just like a fish man.
Wouldn't a fish man be a mutant?
Not necessarily. Like, what if fish men were there before men?
What if? Now I have questions. What came first, the fish man or the man man?
Exactly. I don't know.
what is the theory that we crawled out of the ocean as single cell, like we started in the ocean as a single celled organism and then eventually crawled our way onto the beach? And then
one day we had legs, yeah.
Yeah. So maybe fish men did come first.
Just that quick. It wasn't a slow process over millions of years. It's like one day it was like we're now walking.
Semen came first.
Right.
Semen came
first. All right.
Did you
read Deb Talk number 14?
I did not. What was in it?
So Deb Talk 14 pretty much said that they're bringing the season 0 pass back. Like the battle pass for season 0. you can buy it now, and like have a chance to get all those skins if you didn't play then. Yeah.
Why? I thought that was the whole point of Season Zero, was if you played in Season Zero, it was like a unique thing.
Yeah. And, well, I'm okay with this, honestly, because I'm like, it's whatever. They still have to buy the, it's supporting the game, extra money. They're getting that. And it deletes some of the FOMO, right? If you don't have money right now, because they're not just doing it for Season Zero. They said that they are going to continue to do this for other seasons, a couple seasons after that season is gone, but they're going to increase the price by 20% from when you originally bought it. That part I don't like.
That is insane. Like, yeah. I get the FOMO side of things, but using the FOMO to upcharge people, that's that's almost feels like loot box levels of awful.
It's kind of horrible in my opinion. Like, I wouldn't have said anything. This would have been a good chance if, like, you know, after a couple seasons of exclusivity, if you bought the Battle Pass and you had exclusive skins for a couple seasons, then you could buy the Battle Pass at the original price from like a couple months ago. Like, that would have been fine if they wouldn't have upcharged. But this upcharging you after the fact, that's kind of bullshit. Like,
yeah, I agree. That's entirely wrong.
Like, so this is what people should be mad about. If anything, it's like, this is an entirely predatory practice, in my opinion, and it should not be looked the other side, because, like, this is FOMO. Because imagine Marvel Rivals lasts for 2 years, and you start playing 2 years from now, and you log on, and you have fun, and then you notice all these cool skins that you have, but you can't get unless you buy old battle passes. So now you're FOMO'd into, or not even FOMO might be the right words, but you're like incentivized to buy all these old battle passes for 20% the rate. So what if someone buys all 2 years of those battle passes? It's crazy. It's just wild. Like, why? Like, why can't they just be the normal price? There is nothing extra you're getting for the 20% rate. Like, why would I pay 20%?
Right.
Absolutely fucking no.
And like, especially for people, like, you're pretty much buying the battle pass most likely for like one skin that you really want, and that's just wrong.
Yeah, and I am all about buying battle passes. Like, I will, in any game I play, if I enjoy that game, I will buy the battle pass, because that's like the bare minimum you can do to support the game. Well, that's not the right way to say that, but that's like something you can do to support the game that's relatively cheap for good value on a seasonal basis, is buy the battle pass, like $10 a month. Whatever. That's not a problem for me. But like, no, I'm not gonna pay $12 later on for old battle passes. That's entirely crazy. They didn't add anything of value. It's insane.
Right. Yeah. This is a net loss.
Yeah. It's a bad look, in my opinion. And it should be talked about. So we will. All right. Did you see anything about the Chrono Shield drama?
I've seen a little bit of it. It's something about like a trading card type thing.
So there's going to be a new like currency or resource. Currency is not even the right word for it, but a new resource. I'm not sure how you get it, but it's going to be the Chrono Passes or the Chrono Shields. It's going to be a pass that you can use before a game starts or after the game, or at some point you can use one pass to negate one loss. Just like entirely negate that. Yeah.
Okay. So the competitive integrity of this game has just died, is what you're telling me.
Well, yeah, it can only be used because the same thing you're saying right now, the same thoughts going through your head, like about how bad of a game was said by everybody last night. Nettie's did say today that it's only for gold and below. But
that still removes competitive integrity. I don't care if it's at Celestial or I'm having a stroke. The higher than Celestial, Eternals, or whatever it is.
Eternity, yep.
Eternity. And Bronze. No, that is...
That is so wrong. It's a bad look. And there's people that are saying they're okay with it. And, you know, it's fine that people have that opinion. But, like, people are already complaining about like an abundance of Smurfs and people in low ranks. So now bronze through gold, because you can save up 20 of these, by the way. You can save up 20 of these tickets. So you but now bronze to gold means absolutely nothing.
Anybody yeah, can get you, everybody can hit gold.
Yeah. Yeah. Anybody can hit gold, right? And so this is going to make this, like, I know people think it's only going to affect those ranks, but in my opinion, it's going to affect the next couple ranks too, because now it's just going to boost people into next ranks that are going to be unprepared for, like, the increase in mechanical skill, for the increase in game senses, the increase in all these things that you just see naturally progress to the ranks. Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. Like there's zero competitive integrity. There's nothing wrong. And we've already complained about this comp system before. There is nothing wrong with being a bronze player, being a silver player, being a gold player. But the way this system is, it's like that doesn't mean anything now. Like
right.
So
and again, this goes back to they need to have the placement system. But hang on, before I dive into that. So by doing this ticket system, they have effectively just cut out bronze and silver. It is now just gold, plat, diamond, and up. That's all they've effectively done. So there's no real incentive to get better at the game. If you want to climb, you just this. And so is this NetEase's strategy? They just want to have more people play the game longer.
And I see, like, maybe why they're doing it, because, you know, there is the skin that every half season, the skin that's attached to competitive, you have to be gold or higher to unlock. You have to hit gold or higher. And as much as we've, like, said, you know, hitting gold's a joke. Hitting gold is easy for anybody. Anybody can hit gold with enough games played. That's obviously not true for everyone. And there are people that are genuinely, you know, gold or silver and bronze players that are in that rank and can't get out of that. That must obviously be a thing for this system to be implemented, because in all the way up to plat, you still have the regular Chrono Shield system where every five or six losses, one loss is negated. But now this is going to be like, and what if you can buy this resource? What if they start charging for this resource?
Then it becomes pay to win.
Yeah. Then it's pay to not lose. I wouldn't say it's pay to win, but like,
yeah.
But my problem is let's say you're right there on the cusp of plat, right? And like, this is your plat game. It's like, if you win this game, you hit plat. If you lose, you don't. Now you can just use those tickets at that game until you win a game, right? It's like, I'm plat. I earned that. Even though you just lost five in a row, but you spent five tickets. Yeah. Now you can be like, haha, I'm plat. No, like, that's dumb. I'm sorry.
That's the whole point of being in, like, the comp series, is losing and tilting and getting better and figuring out your mistakes and getting better at the game and becoming a genuine better player. That's what comp should be. Not what it is.
Yeah, I don't like that at all, because, like, I need these people to go through my pain, right?
Right.
I need people to go through my pain where, you know, when I was starting to try to get better at competitive video games and you finally are about to hit a new peak, you fluctuate, you play tiptoe with that line for, you know, 2 months, not this whole.
You fall back down, you know, two rungs on the ladder, and then you're climbing right back up. That determination.
You fall down three. Yeah. Like this is a bunch of bull. It's not a good look. It's a very mobile game thing to do. This is what a mobile game developer would do.
Well, like, it's NetEase, so...
Yeah. Yeah, and they're famous for, like, mobile games. Yeah, a very predatory, like, mobile games, too. So...
I'm very upset about that. Like, I'm...
Yeah. Well, and since we're on that topic of, like, this is, like, a mobile game thing to do, well, we're not even sure that they're gonna be able to buy these passes yet. Like, if they're gonna exist, which they shouldn't, they should be very hard to earn.
I don't even know how, like, you'd have to go, what, a 5-loss streak? Well, no. I don't know, man.
Yeah, it's not great. It's not a great look. Like, because you can already, people are already climbing with negative win rate. Like, that's gotta end. You should not be put in a higher rank when you lose more than half your games. That yeah. should never happen. You should have to, at the statistics should work for most ranks. You have to win between 51% and 55% of your win, like, to climb slowly. You should be hitting that. And to climb fast, you should be winning a lot more than that. You should be winning 70% of your games, right? Like, yeah. Like, this is, I don't like it. I don't like it.
the statistics like it and the, it's, I look, I get it. Marvel Rivals has already, NetEase has already come out and said, we don't want this to be a competitive game. But you have a comp rank system. You know what that entails. You've seen League of Legends. You've seen Overwatch. Everybody understands what rank is. And for you to just completely go after the system that's been basically in place since ranking systems came out, like in old Xbox lobbies and stuff, you've just destroyed console generations of understanding of competitive gaming. That's horrible.
The competitive system should be competitive, right?
Right.
It's okay if you have your own opinions on this, but the way I see it is like there is nothing to be proud of in this comp system unless you hit Eternity. Like that's the only and then like even then it's like whatever. What's there to be proud of in this game right now when they just keep giving these ranks to people? It doesn't mean anything. People should feel proud that they've climbed from bronze to silver, but it's who's proud about what pride is there? What self-improvement is there in a system that can be, you can pay to lose or to use resources to mitigate your losses? That's like, that's insane.
And I hate to, I'm not trying to sound elitist when I say this, but comp is not for everyone.
Yeah.
And sometimes you might just be stuck there, but if you do want to work at it, you can climb, but you can't just expect your losses to be canceled out for you.
Imagine if they did this in real sports in like high school. It's like, let's say you're at basketball tryout, right? And it's like, oh man, I got to do good in this scrim or whatever, this game, so I can land on varsity. I gotta make varsity. And then you lose the game and you're like, mulligan, here's my ticket, coach. And he's like, god damn. All right.
Yeah, that.
Send it again. Yeah.
you're playing baseball. You're up to bat, you know, bottom of the ninth, two outs, bases are loaded. Strikeout. Flash the umpire the card. Nah. We go again.
Nothing I can do, dude. That's competitive game right there. That's what makes sense.
It's the rules of the land now.
The Super Bowl. I got to take it.
We're redoing the Super Bowl. Rerun the commercials.
Okay. All right.
This is such wild. An L. Okay. So bad. Yeah,
it's an L. I just don't see. And please, if you disagree, let us know why you disagree. I'd love to hear someone's opinion with like valid arguments and points.
Right. Yeah.
About why
if you can,
good. Like, please.
If you can explain to me why you think this is good, I'm more than willing to sway my opinion if the argument is valid. I don't want to just hear because I put a lot of money into this game, I should be able to make gold. No. Fuck you, whales. All right, I'm not doing this. All right.
So, yeah, that makes me mad.
I am so mad about that now. God,
I'm tilted. I'm tilted. Yeah. So you remember the Necros drama?
Yeah.
From last week.
Yeah.
So Necros, remember he got out of context clipped.
They didn't get him again, did he?
No, they didn't get him again. But he said all that stuff about Strategist. Then all these people came and was like, Wolf, if you think Strategist is that hard, you play Strategist. So he was like, eventually he was like, all right, bet. And he started an account which he created where he only played support and he called it the hardest role. And his goal was to grind to Celestial. Where do you think he is a week later?
Or 2 weeks later? Right now, GM. Mm-hmm. GM 2.
No, he hit Celestial in 5 days.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe strategist or strategist isn't that difficult.
Maybe he
has a point.
And there's nothing wrong with, and there is difficulties in the role. This is not going to turn into another shit talking strategist things, but it is like, no one can use that anymore. When high level players start saying something about the game, we should probably listen to our high level players because they have an understanding of the game. Other people don't. Right? The idea that people actually thought that he wasn't capable of hitting Celestial on Strategist is wild. And he's doing the same thing again with Tank right now to prove to people that he can play Tank too. Because, right, these people that are this good at the game, that are top 500 at the game, could hit highest ranks on any role they wanted. Right? So maybe we should start listening to some of their opinions about the game. Right?
Yeah. Some of them. Not all of them.
Not all of them. Yeah.
Some are, way out there.
But, like, having a little bit of humility and understanding that they might have a better understanding of the game than you should be something anybody can do, right? There's nothing wrong. High-level players aren't ruining the game. Game developers don't, believe it or not, pander to high-level players. But high-level players have an experience that we don't, but will eventually have. Does that make sense? Like, right now, they might have a problem and high-level play. And that's not a problem for us on the low end, yet. But the thing is our skill level, the longer we grind the games, keeps crawling and crawling until eventually it is a problem for us as well. So, right? In my opinion, high-level players catch these things and nip them in the bud early. Like, for an example, it's like Widowmaker in Overwatch. Everybody used to laugh at Widowmakers in, like, Gold and Plat. It's like, ha-ha, they're Gold, Plat, Widowmakers, no worries. Now, Gold Plat Widowmakers now be landing headshots. they be popping. Not always, but they do. So eventually the skill of the player, it will be a problem. So they're like an early detection system. So maybe we should listen to them. And that's not to say we should ignore low-level players. Like, things like Spider-Man, even though I don't think Spider-Man's good in the hands of most people, but, like, his bullshit should probably be looked at for lower level players while still maintaining its integrity for high level characters. Yeah. Which is a fine line, I'm sure, but all right. I want to talk about a year from now. And no, 5 years from now. I was watching Boger the other day and he was talking about it. He's like, hey, they're planning on releasing one character a month, right? Going forward.
60 characters.
So that means in 5 years, we'll have over 100 characters, right? Now, normal people would be like, hell yeah, over 100 characters. But the way I see it is they're like, are we being bamboozled? Are we being fucked with? Because that's a rate, the more I think about it, that's a rate of character release that is just not feasible for this kind of game. Are they like trying to burn out early, take all our money? Not live up to promises, and yeah.
Before you even get to...
And this is me being negative. This is me being negative, 100%. Like, there's no indication that they're doing this, but I just don't see... I don't see 60 characters in the next 5 years. Who among you thinks that they're going to have 60 unique, good characters?
And that's the thing, too. Like, people already complain about the balance of the game now, and there's, 32 heroes?
Mm-hmm.
So, you're going
to... Close to 40, yeah. No, it's close to 40.
Close to 40? So, you're going to double... over double the amount, and you think they're still going to be able to maintain balance? No. It's just going to end up being that every new release hero will be the busted one, and they're just going to dominate and climb. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Also, how do our rank systems have to change 5 years from now? Are we still only going to get, like, 2 bans a game each team? Like, out of a cast of 100, that's nothing. That's like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, that's something else that's going to have to happen. They're going to have to adjust the bans.
So, I know this is just me being negative, but I am like, in this moment, in my mental state, I'm just concerned about the longevity of the game that I want to see live a long time if this is their goals. And no one stated that they plan on doing it. No one from NetEase has said that they're going to do for the next 5 years, like, you know, one character a month. They could very well slow down after this inrush of new characters to, like, you know, once every 3 months, once every 4 months. We don't know. But, like, if they plan on keeping that, there's just no way. There's just no way they can keep that pace for that long.
No. And the other thing is, too, like, we're talking about, like, on the game side of thing, the developer mm-hmm. side, dude, that would be a nightmare. Trying to code that, you'd burn your employees out so quick. That's
especially, like, the longer, it's just that it's fact, but the longer the game's out, the less profitable it is. The less money it's going to make, right?
Diminishing returns. It's a thing.
Yeah. So, are they even going to have the resources of the team a couple years from now to, like, maintain a once-a-month pace? Like,
I don't think so. I think you'll have a lot of these developers that'll move on to a bigger project.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's... I don't know. That doesn't seem feasible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just don't know. What are your thoughts? Let us know in the comments. Because it's just a pace that I'm glad to see for now. Because it'll keep the game fresh. It'll keep the game hot. It'll give us more stuff to talk about. It'll give us more stuff to play. It'll be great for a while. But I just don't see it lasting long term. So let us know what you think. The next thing I want to talk about is balance. And I want to have a more abstract, I guess, and it's a very short conversation, I guess, a conversation about balance. Because there's a lot of vileness in the community right now. You can see this when you go to play the games. You can see this if you go look at forums. People are mad. There's a lot of toxicity going around. It's just not great, But a lot of the conversation is around balance and characters and, you know, how people put themselves in the tribes, like, based on their role or their characters. Tribalism's never great, by the way. But I want to talk about balance. And people have this idea that eventually, you know, with aggressive balancing, that the game will be in a perfect state. And I want to crush that right now. Because there is no such thing as balance in an asymmetrical game. Or perfect balance in an asymmetrical game. Do you understand what that means, Vance?
Yeah, I mean, I've played enough video games where they... I played League of Legends for a long time.
Yeah.
Nerf Irelia was the mainstay. And they still nerf Irelia, I think, to this day. You cannot achieve perfect balance because there will always be some change to how a system works or fine-tuning a character just slightly or adjust... Like, we see it with in Overwatch. You change, like, the bullet projectile size even just a little bit. Okay, now that makes this hero infinitely more busted because they're just slinging logs. You cannot achieve perfect balance because if you do, the game loses, I feel, its excitement value.
Yeah. Well, my point is there could be no such thing as perfect balance. So let me talk about this. So Marvel Rivals is an asymmetrical game, right? Where either... The teams will never be even, right? And what I mean by that is that they'll never have the same advantage because they won't have the same resources ever. A symmetrical game would be more of like that tack shooter, the main one, PUBG, right? PUBG or whatever.
Is it PUBG? PUBG is the battle royale.
Oh, what's the one where what's the tack shooter that everybody plays?
XCOM?
No. So the one that Valorant's based off of.
Oh, Counter-Strike.
Counter-Strike, right? Counter-Strike is a symmetrical game, right? Because everybody has the same resources and access to the same things. And, you know, everybody plays the same character, just with their different weapons, different loadouts, whatever. But everybody has access to those, blah, blah, blah. It's a symmetrical, way more of a symmetrical game than Marvel Rivals. Where, in Marvel Rivals, you might be a Spider-Man guy who can't play Punisher. Or you might be a Storm main who can't play this character. You know what I mean? Like, it's asymmetrical in terms of resource. So characters cannot be balanced into this perfect balancing act, right? If you go too hard in one direction, if you go this way in this direction is going to go up, right? You will never achieve perfect balance. Just impossible. Impossible in an asymmetrical setting.
Right? I agree with that. Yeah, that's... I understand what you're trying to get at.
So I think people have got to let go. Lot of let go of some of this toxicity and this tribalism, right? Of this role. It's okay to have opinions. It's never okay to be a dick about it, right? So let it go, right? And if the game's not for you right now, take a step back. Play some Final Fantasy, bro. Play the new Expedition 33 game. Do anything. But this brings me into my next topic, unless you have anything more to say about that, is the toxicity in Marvel Rivals worse than other games?
Is it worse than other games?
Yeah.
I've played League of Legends, so no.
Yeah.
It is not worse than League.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know. And people are saying that, and I hate that there's a negative narrative about the game out there right now, about it being the most toxic game. I think it might feel that because it's like the new shiny toy. Mm-hmm. And everybody and their brothers are playing it, or were, until, like, you know, player count has dropped off. But yeah, like, I can't think it's worse than everywhere else. I think as a repercussion, people are saying this because Overwatch isn't as bad, because people that were mad at Overwatch and toxic at Overwatch came over to Marvel Rivals. So I think in that specific situation, Overwatch feels better in terms of toxicity. But, like, toxicity will always be... in video games. I hate to say it. I wish I could be idealistic about this, guys, and be like, hey, if you be the change you want to see in the world, toxicity will get better in video games. It won't, right? It's a competitive thing with, you know, the anonymity of the internet. That's just unfeasible.
I mean, the internet in and of itself is a festering waste of hateful, vile everywhere.
So that's not gonna happen. Toxicity is everywhere. You don't see it in life as much because, you know, you have to associate your face and your identity with your actions, which, you know, you don't have to over the internet, but that will always be there. It cannot be fixed. And I say this as someone who's a social worker, that I want to make everlasting change in our societies, our communities, but it's just never going to happen with video games, especially like with the kind of like people this game attracts. This game attracts people like me with ADHD that has to do 10,000 things at once all the time, and we play the game, and one of the common things we all deal with is emotion regulation. Like, people are going to get mad and say heinous shit in the video game. You should never take it personally, because they almost never mean it, right? Yeah, like, you just literally... Why would you let someone, some asshole on the other side of the world, say something that upsets you that much, you know, right? Just like...
But yeah.
I know. I'm not taking, like... There's obviously still ownership on that guy for the things he said, but, like, that's never going to change, so the only thing you can't change is yourself, right?
Yeah. So,
and how you take it. So, do what I do and just turn off chat.
It's fucking doing it, man. I've been doing that like every game, just immediately mute chat, and it's great. Or even just going and playing single player games and just not have to worry about dealing with anyone. It's great.
That's right. That's what I'm doing, man. Really loving Final Fantasy VII. Such a good game. But moving on to our last couple topics, because this has been a short episode, and I feel like it's not been one of our best episodes, so I apologize for that, people. But there's not a whole lot to talk about right now. The community, I feel, is in a kind of a boring place, right? Like, the drama that there is to talk about is things we've beat like a dead horse. Like, just over and over and over of EOM, MIM, toxicity in video games, ranked inflation. We've talked about all this stuff so much. But there's just not that much to talk about this week until we get this 2.5 in 2 weeks. So I'm really hoping that does well. So for our last topic, Vance, what do you want to see from Ultron, and what do you want to see in the second half of season 2?
Anti-heal. That's what I want. I want anti-heal. I understand strategist is, you know, at its we won the strike. Woo! Yeah, no, we all right, let's Let's reel it in now. Let's get down to business. Give us some type of anti-heel. Make the game. And see here. Now I'm thinking about that stupid ticket thing again. The loss prevention. What's it matter? What's the point of playing comp anymore? So give us new game modes. Give us new fun game modes that I don't have to think about comp. Give me a one for all where two teams vote and it's, you know, 10 Spider-Mans or 12 Spider-Mans.
We did that already.
No, not you know, six Storms. Not, no, you are being forced to play one character.
Yes, we've done that already.
No, because they gave you two options. Each team picked a hero. No, I want one hero to be decided on. Or gun game. Give us a gun game style.
Ooh, that'd be good. Yeah, like for those of you who don't know, that's like a death match where if you get a kill on a character, it switches you to a different character, and you have to make your way through all the characters to win the game.
Yes, the fastest, right? That would be fun. I would, because then you get variety. You get forced to learn how to play new heroes. That would be fun. That's what I want.
I want to see the same. I do think an anti-heal is very much needed in this game, or some kind of ability to counter, you know, like, especially when you have like three support ults you have to think about. So I'd love to see like an anti-heal. I would love to see Ultron be meta. Because like I'm tired of like the standard lineup that you see every game. That's another problem I have with the game that I think about it. There just isn't enough variability in the support lines for to see anything different than over the same things over and over. And I feel the same way about tanks. Like there's just not that much there yet. I'd love to see that. I just want to see big changes. I don't want to see them walk back this ticket. I want to see massive balance changes, and I want to see changes to the competitive system. Like, I think these are my big gripes with the game right now, and I would be still grinding the game right now if those things were changed, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah. Let us know what you guys think about the state of the game. I'm always interested in hearing people with valid opinions and valid arguments about why they think it's a different way than I. This is a safe space for people, unless you're me, and I get bullied by people online saying I sound like the kid from Polar Express, but whatever.
It's okay. We still love you.
Yeah. So, Vance, go ahead and plug yourself.
Plug yourselves. Is there multiples of me?
Yep.
Neat. Actually, before I do that, I wanted to pitch an idea to the listeners and you. So, you know how we do heavy metal as, you know, it's a one-on-one interview. How do you or the viewers or the listeners at home feel about having kind of like a town hall of sorts where I get, you know, three or four people and I, you know, try and bounce some ideas off some of the bit, and we get a mix of ranks in there and just try and diversify the conversation immediately for, you know, like 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, that'd be good. People will do that for like Overwatch and stuff. That'd be a good little thing. Like to do like gather some people and make them take sides. You know, like that like talk show. It's like you say something controversial. You say something controversial and people are on the line and then you make people.
That would be fun, actually. We could do that as like an individual episode type thing.
Yeah.
If you have any ideas for segments, or you know, if you want to be part of these segments, join the Discord. Let us know. Yeah. We want to hear your ideas. We are, our entire shtick at this point is we are trying to build a community of just gamers that love this game. So, I'm going to plug myself now. I am Vance Helsing Gaming. Sorry for the status of this episode. You know, just life gets in the way of living. So, Vance Helsing Gaming on YouTube and the Marvel Rivals Review podcast on Twitch.
Thank you guys, as always, for listening. We really appreciate it. Like I said, I'm sorry I'm a little bit out of it. this episode and was struggling to speak there sometimes. I really do apologize for the negativity in the episode. I don't want to be negative. I very much want to be positive about this game. I just feel like there isn't much positive stuff to talk about at this point in time. So we're going to call this episode a little bit early. I wanted to update you guys. We spoke about last week about doing weekly episodes, but I just don't feel like we have the content to offer like good episodes on a weekly basis. So until we have like nailed down segments that we do every week or rotating section of segments that we're coming up with, that's just not something we're going to be able to do right now. But we hope to work towards that in the future. All right. I appreciate you guys for hanging out. Please join the Discord. Please like and subscribe the video on YouTube. Please follow us on your podcasting platform of choice and leave comments. And we're going to create a poll to see how people feel about season two so far. Yay or nay. We appreciate you guys hanging out. My name is Conrad Gunther. You can always catch me streaming at Twitch TV, which I have not been doing lately. Peace.
Bye.